I'd like to call your attention to a scripture reading this morning found in the 18th chapter of 1 Kings. I'd like to begin reading with verse 41 and finish with the end of the chapter, verse 46. I'll try not to keep you too long, but I feel like I need to share with you the things that God has placed upon my heart. In 1 Kings chapter 18, verse 41, it says, "And Elijah said unto Ahab, Get thee up and drink, for there is a sound of abundance of rain. So Ahab went up to eat and to drink, and Elijah went up to the top of Carmel, and he cast himself down upon the earth and put his face between his knees and said to his servant, Go up now, look toward the sea. And he went up and looked and said, There is nothing. And he said, Go again seven times. And it came to pass at the seventh time that he said, Behold, there ariseth a little cloud out of the sea like a man's hand. And he said, Go up, say unto Ahab, Prepare thy chariot, and get thee down, that the rain stop thee not. And it came to pass in the meanwhile that the heaven was black with clouds and wind, and there was a great rain. And Ahab rode and went to Jezreel. And the hand of the Lord was on Elijah, and he girded up his loins and ran before Ahab to the entrance of Jezreel." And that concludes that 18th chapter of 1 Kings, having read verses 41 through verse 46. I want to use a title today, somewhat of a lengthy title. But the title of my message today will be, Don't Give Up Until It's Time to Get Up. And I want to do a little bit of a summary in the beginning here of what we read about in this situation. What we've read about here was not like us perhaps having rain today, because we just had rain a few days ago. But in this particular setting, they had not seen rain for about 3 to 3.5 years. I mean, they were dried up. And rain right now was a big deal. And I believe that Elijah, by nothing more than his faith in the Lord and what God had told him to do, he believed that God was going to send the rain. Now, you may have a different view of this, and that would be up to you. But in that first verse that I read, where it says, Elijah said unto Ahab, Get thee up, eat and drink, for there is a sound of abundance of rain. I believe that, like I said, what Elijah was saying was he just believed. I don't think he was hearing anything audibly. He believed that God was going to send the rain. Amen. Get up, Ahab. It's coming. I know that God is going to send it. Amen. Not because it's thundering or anything like that, but God is going to send the rain. And so he went up there to Carmel, and he got, bodily wise, he got in the most humble bodily position he could get in. Now, we know that you don't have to do that to pray. We know that God can hear us. He can hear us praying if we're standing. But Elijah, he got down, and you know, sometimes, in fact, oftentimes when I pray, I feel like that's what I want to do. I want to try to get down as low as I can get. And he got down there on the earth and just put his face down there between his knees and got as low down as he could get and began to call upon the Lord. And he told his servant, and I want you to try today to get a good, vivid mental picture of this situation. Here this prophet gets down before the Lord like that and begins to pray. And he told his servant, go look toward the sea. He couldn't see it from where he was at. But he said, go look toward the sea. And so he went to where he had to. The Bible says he went up. He had to climb a little bit more to be able to see it. And he went up and he looked and he came back and he said, there's nothing. I don't see anything. As the weatherman might say, it's fair skies. And Elijah told him, well, go again seven times. Or in other words, go until you see something coming. And so that's what he did. Now, I want you to know that what was happening here, when this servant of Elijah was going back and forth, running back and forth, looking for a sign of rain, Elijah stayed there. He stayed down there on the ground, and he prayed. He just continued his prayer until that this servant finally came back and said to him, I see a little cloud rising up out of the sea about the size of a man's hand, or like a man's hand, he said. He didn't say about the size, he said like a man's hand. And so I believe that what he saw, what the servant of Elijah saw, was he saw just something small, and he came back and he reported that to Elijah. He didn't come back and he didn't say, there's black clouds covering the whole sky. He said, I see a little cloud rising out of the sea like a man's hand. Well, you know, that was enough for Elijah. That was enough. You know, sometimes we just feel like we've got to see too much. But that was enough for Elijah. When he came back and gave him that report, he said, we better get up and we better get going because the rain is coming. Now, listen, Elijah, he stayed there and he prayed. And he did not give up until it was time to get up. And that needs to be the persistence that we have in our prayers. You know, the Bible tells us to pray without ceasing. And I believe that properly understood is that we pray until the answer comes. We pray until God hears and answers our prayers. I don't know how long the Bible doesn't specify this. I don't know how long that in this particular situation that Elijah prayed. He may have been there for several hours. I don't really know. But you may, no doubt, many of you here today can think of times in your life when your heart was heavy burdened over something. And I mean burdened to the point that it drove you to God. And you begin to go to the Lord and you begin to seek His face. You begin to pray. You know, I know that in order for us to be saved, We've got to seek the Lord. But there have been many times in my life since that time that I sought Him and was saved, that I have sought the face of the Lord over something. I have gone to God and I have sought Him out for an answer to something or for a need. And, you know, I know that no doubt many of you have experienced that, of your heart being heavy laden, being heavy burdened over something, and you didn't know anything else to do but take it to God in prayer. You know, oftentimes in this life, as we've already heard in testimony today, oftentimes in this life we come up against those things that we realize that we're just not sufficient to change. We're not able to do, we're not able to supply our own needs. But the Bible tells me that God can supply all of our needs according to His riches in glory. I have been blessed, I believe, in my lifetime to be exposed to people at times when you could just tell that they were so earnest and praying to God, with all their heart, calling upon God for something. I thank God for the prayer warriors that I have known in my life. And I don't know why that, you know, at times when we go to God and we pray, I don't know why that God doesn't always answer us immediately. Obviously, He did not answer Elijah immediately, but he continued to pray. Listen, if it would have gone on, and I don't know, perhaps it did. I don't know how long it took that man to go those seven times there to look toward the sea and see if there was anything. But listen, if you got to pray about something for years, just keep praying. Just keep seeking God until He answers your prayer. There are things about prayer that we cannot explain. And as I said there, I don't know why that, the very moment that Elijah got down there on his knees in the dirt there, put his head down with his face between his knees, I don't know why that God didn't answer him the first second that he began to pray, but He didn't. But I do know this. And I have this on a little piece of wood, and it hangs above my fireplace in the house that God has blessed me with. And it just simply says, faith in God includes faith in His timing. I believe that. God doesn't always answer us right when we believe that He will, or right when we believe that He should. But it's important that we don't give up until it's time to get up. It's important that what we begin to seek after, that when our hearts are burdened and we begin to cry out to God and we begin to seek Him for relief or for an answer, or, you know, an answer to what He would have us to do, or whatever that it is that we're praying about, it's important that we are diligent in our search and that we keep on praying until we find what we're praying for. I fear that there have been many throughout the ages of time that begin their search to find God. And before they did, before that happened, they gave up. They abandoned the search. And they went on and they continued lost and in their sins. I want to say this, and I hope you understand what I'm saying. If you've been bowing here at an altar, if you've been coming to this mourner's bench and bowing down and praying to God, listen, coming to a bench won't save you. You've got to keep praying until you reach Jesus. You've got to keep crying out to Him until you reach Him. And listen, the thing about it is that God can see our hearts. Boy, we can think that we're sincere enough, but God knows. God is able to see our hearts. I think about, the Lord Jesus Christ Himself. You read about when He was in Gethsemane and He separated Himself, from the disciples, about a stone's throw away from them. And He got down there on the ground and He began to pray. And He comes back to them, and then He separates Himself again the second time. And the Bible says He went the third time. Now listen, this is Jesus Christ Himself, the very Son of God, the Holy One. And yet the Bible says that as He went back there that last time and He began to pray, even Jesus, the Bible says, He prayed more earnestly. Get more earnest with God. Listen, if you're not getting through, pray more earnestly. Jesus prayed more earnestly until His sweat became as great drops of blood falling to the ground. Three times, the Bible says that He went and He prayed. Daniel, if we read about Daniel, when the decree was signed there in Babylon that they were not to make petition to their own God, they were to, they were to serve Nebuchadnezzar's idol God. And Daniel, when he knew that the decree was signed, the writing was signed, he went into his chamber and he prayed with his windows open toward Jerusalem three times a day as he had done before that. And listen, it's not about how many times a day that you pray. It's not about seven times the way that Elijah did, or three times the way that Jesus did there in the Garden of Gethsemane, or three times a day the way that Daniel did. What it's about is praying until we get the answer from God. Don't give up your search until God answers you. Listen to this in Hosea chapter 10, verse 12. Sow to yourselves in righteousness, reap in mercy, break up your fallow ground, for it is time to seek the Lord. For how long? Till He come and rain righteousness upon you. You know, we can ask those that are lost, you know, why have you stopped your search? Why aren't you still crying out to God if you haven't been saved yet? Why aren't you still searching and seeking after God? Why have you abandoned that? But you know, we ought to ask ourselves, those who are saved, are there things in your life that you have been praying about? Have you given up before you got the answer? Have you abandoned your search before God come and answered you? I hope not. We don't need to get discouraged in prayer. Listen, if you didn't get the answer in 2013, God has given us a 2014. If you didn't get the answer last year, God has blessed us with a new year. And so just keep seeking after Him. Just keep praying. Pray without ceasing. Pray until God sees in your heart that you are fully trusting in Him and crying out to Him with all that you have. Just keep praying. just, can't you just see that man of God there prostrate before the Lord and his servant coming back and saying, I don't see anything. Well, go again. And while the servant went, he's like, oh, Lord, send the rain. How do you suppose he felt when that man came back and said, well, I see a little cloud. Well, we better get out of here then, because it's fixing to rain. He got up in the strength of the Lord, and he ran and he passed Ahab's chariot. The distance, I don't know if you realize it or not, but the distance that he ran was close to 20 miles that Elijah ran from that mountain into Jezreel on the strength that the Lord gave him. I'm telling you, folks, prayer works. It works. We pray, if we truly pray with all our heart, God in heaven, hear our prayers and answer our prayers. Don't give up. Keep seeking after the Lord. I'm not saying that there's a promise that if you stay here on a bench. What I'm saying is you keep seeking the Lord. You keep looking to God. Don't give up your search until you find Him. Whatever that it is, if you're saved and there's something that you need in your life to glorify God, keep praying about it until God gives it to you. Let's sing. Let's stand and let's have a song and let's pray and let's work and let's follow the Lord. And you know what? Let's be at church. Let's not play church. Let's worship and let's work and let's do what God would have us to do today. This thing is real, isn't it? Let me tell you something. When God saved you, wasn't that the most real thing in your life?
Yeah.
Isn't it real when God answers our prayers and works in our heart that which we've been praying about? Isn't that some real stuff now?
Yeah.
Let's get real before God. God really wants to save people today. You believe that? He really wants to save these lost people today. It's not His will for any of them to perish. Let's pray. Let's work. Let's follow the Lord. Let's be a church. Let's not just pretend to be one. Let's be one while we stand and we sing.
Number 3.